Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 22nd of November, and right now it's partly cloudy on 26 degrees, and the weather forecast for today for the area is overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain in the afternoon. Temperatures supposed to be ranging from low of 26 to high of 30 with a heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Winds will be less than 5 km per hour and chance of a rain is on 50%. Later on, we can expect clear with a chance of rain in the evening, then overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Again, winds with less than 5 km per hour and chance of rain on 50%. Morning humidity was on 76 and will fall on 69% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 65%. On Tuesday, November 20th, our friend and brother, senior Aurelian Jayant Patel, husband of Astha Patel, left his body at the age of 87 in the Ashram nursing home in Pondi, surrounded by family and friends. Jayant had come from Delhi to the Ashram and moved to Auroville in late 80s. For many years, he was the main executive of our Sarjan, which unit he helped bring back from Pondi to Auroville. During the more recent years, his ailing health made him quietly rest at his home in Auromodel. His remains were cremated in the morning of Wednesday, November 21st, at the Ashram Cremation Ground in Pondi. We leave Jayanti G in Mother's hands with our love and respect and with our warmest condolences and strength to Astha G. On Saturday 24th at 10 a.m. at ARCA, we are invited to the report of the first meeting on affordable housing and to continuation. The last Monday meeting on affordable housing has been promoted upon careful examination of the entire procedure that is to be followed in order to build affordable homes for middle and lower income requirements. The data actually available have been clearly explained by Christian Meyer, former head corporate planning and premier housing and industrial enterprises and many other things. And after distribution of documentation to everybody, took place an extensive data clarification supported by a very interesting video about modern prefabrication in civil engineering. After the discussion has been concluded, a series of issues related to affordable housing came up and that this meeting will be about. Also on Saturday, 24th at 3 p.m. at International House, a former American pavilion in the International Zone next to Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, B invites us to another party, which would be the first of the event of Phoenix Project Series organized by Community Culture Colors, CCC. Who knows what will happen, but it's a mixed media event for creativity, celebration and construction. Come prepared to play at house building with mostly recycled material. Your presence alone is enough, but if you can bring presents like used bottles, glass, 1 liter size, square preferred but round is fine, tiles, stones, earth blocks, bricks, or any other possible construction material in whatever condition it will be used. The event celebrates the 72nd birthday of B. For his birthday, he wanted to share the joy beginning of a new house of out of old waste. They will raise the Shinto gate of the new Trash Mahal, which will be covered with Tetra Paks. And yes, you can immortalize your creativity by transforming trash into art treasure, a living abode, some solutions to the housing crisis and the garbage crisis. And yes, Burning Man style. They burn the borders between work, play and art for a new world. Out of the ashes rise the phoenix. And dress code, dirtable, casual beer, workable. And then the next day on Sunday, we're all invited by Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture and International Zone with collaboration of Unity Pavilion to an Ethiopian day at Unity Pavilion from 10 a.m. onward, starting with coffee ceremony and workshop, following by some heritage insights through jewelry workshop and dinner. After dinner, AVI will share with the community short presentation on last year AVI conference in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, and visiting chairman of AVI Ethiopia, an actor and director, will shortly present his home country and share with the community one of his films. The BCC team, in an effort to improve communications and access to information on topics relating to the city service budget, would like to invite those interested to an open hour meeting on Thursday 29th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the meeting room, first floor in Town Hall. Clarifications and information on queries will be given by their team at this meeting. And in order to make this time as efficient as possible, they would like to ask those attending to email them the queries beforehand so that they can be fully prepared. They're asking us to contact bcc@orwell.org. On Sunday 25th at 7 a.m. at Certitude, our Orwell cleanup group invites us all to make cleanup from Certitude to Pichandikulam Bridge. Many of us might have noticed that there are lots of garbage dumped along the roadside. After the cleanup, some juice and idli will be provided. Today, after a few months of break, courtyard at Indus Valley is reopened from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tim shares with us that from today on, it will be open every day except Sundays. And after 7 years of operations on the basis of gift economy, they were unable to grow further due to the several constraints, thus after much thought, they have decided to move on. Courtyard at Indus Valley will function as a reasonable price and payment model through cash or Orwell accounts and no longer functioning on the gift economy model. They move on to a price menu from now on with longer opening hours and choice of snack, beverage and lunch hours. So courtyard will be open in the morning from 10 to noon with Indian snacks, tea, coffee and seasonal fresh juices, for lunch from 12 to 2 p.m. with fixed and priced Indian lunch, and from 2 to 4 p.m. with high tea, with Indian snacks, tea, coffee and juices. Manuela, a midwife with 10 years experiences, trained similar to gynecologist, will start doing health checkups for women on Saturday mornings in Kailash Clinic. She welcomes women for consultation on women's health with a pap smear test, conception or questions on contraception, pregnancy and birth. She offers pap smear test as well as general consultation on women's health. A pap smear test is to test precancerous conditions or cancer in women, and it is performed regularly every 3 to 5 years for every woman, and it's done to recognize and treat cancer early on. Pap smear test irregularities can be treated with alternative medicine against classical homeopathy successfully. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., the Ecofilm Club in Sadhana Forest will screen documentary Behind the Label, Indian premiere, which was made by director Sebastiano Tecino and producer Barbara Cheshi and Santa Croce. The film was made in India and won the Best Documentary Award at the Chlorophylla Film Festival. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see A French Thriller, Listen to the Time, made in France in 2002 by director Alain Cavin. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will screen animation adventure The Shrooms, made in USA in 2011. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see the famous Bergman drama fantasy The Seventh Seal, made in Sweden in 1957, of course by director Ingmar Bergman. To do at each moment the best we can and leave the results to the divine's decision is the surest way to peace, happiness, strength, progress and final perfection, wrote the mother in the words of the mother, volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orwellradio.org.